感谢主，这是我今年第四次来到以色列教会。
Thank the Lord。
弟兄姊妹一起有交通分享神宝贝的话。
Thank the Lord that today is the fourth time that I came to Israel to share to fellowship on God's special word。
我的题目弟兄姊妹已经知道了，还是福音的。
And brothers and sisters probably are aware of my topic, that is the mystery of the gospel, the 13th sharing. We have been fellowshipping on the same theme more than 2 years. And I don't think we can finish it today either. I think it still takes another 2 or 3 sessions in next year, then we'll wrap up the whole thing. Now, before we begin, shall we have some word of prayer?
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华，你的荣耀充满全地，也拔不得，你的荣耀今天充满在这个教会中。
Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts, your glory fills all the earth. Oh, how much we wish that today your glory fills this place also.
但愿我们都看见你的宝座，看见你的荣耀，看见你的珍贵，万千都要跪拜，万口都要称颂。你是万王之王，万主之主，
If only we could all see and bow and say that you are the Lord of Lords, God of God, and King of Kings.
主啊，我们需要你的话语。
Lord, we do need your words.
唯有你的话语能够造就我们，建造我们，勉励我们，警戒我们。
Because only your word can edify, build us up,warn us and admonish us.
神的国不独在乎话语，还在乎你的全能，所以我们也需要你圣灵的能力充满浇灌你的仆人，浇灌我们翻译的姊妹。
God's kingdom does not consist in word only but also in power. Therefore, we need your spirit to fill and to be poured out upon your servant and your maid.
主，我们需要望你。
Lord, we simply look up to you.
我们都是瓦器，但是感谢主，瓦器里面有宝贝，这个宝贝又发出极大的能力，这个能力不是出于我们自己，是出于你的。
We're all earthen vessels, but we thank the Lord that we have this treasure in them so that the surpassing power is not of God, of man, but of God.
主啊，全体有你的上帝充满浇灌，你的仆人浇灌我们翻译。
Lord, may your spirit be poured out upon and fill your servant and your maid.
也充满浇灌在我们中间所有坐在那里听你讲道的弟兄姊妹。
And also your spirit be filled and also be poured out upon all the brothers and sisters sitting here and listening to your word.
因你的圣灵的浇灌充满，他们能够明白你所讲的话。
And because of this pouring out of your Holy Spirit, they will be able to understand your word.
但愿我们不见一人只见我们的主，没有听见任何人的声音，只听见你圣灵的声音。
So that we do not see anyone else but the Lord Jesus, we do not hear anybody's voice, but your very own voice.
也让这些弟兄姊妹们让他们真是能够听得懂你的话。
So that brothers and sisters could truly comprehend your word.
主啊，我们就把这些时间。从开始到不了，我们都仰望你。
Lord, we simply lift this time up to you from the beginning to its end.
你是阿拉法，你是 Omega, 你是首先的，你是幕后的，你是次，你也是终。所以从开始 一直到末了，你在我们中间掌权，即是位。
You are the Alpha Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Therefore, may you take reign and be in control from the beginning to the end of this meeting.
主啊，不但我们信息的聚会你得到荣耀，等会我们还有薄饼的聚会，让你更多的荣耀，有更多的诗歌，更多的赞美，更多的祷告，像香一样的献给我们被杀的羔羊。
Not only are you glorified in this message service, but even more will be glorified in the communion service, that you will receive all prayers and praisings like the incense ascending unto your throne.
我们将祷告祈求都是因主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.好，弟兄姊妹，今天我是福音道理第十三讲。
So, brothers and sisters, today is the 13th sharing on the mystery of the gospel.
刚才我们领会的给我们念了几段经文。
Our brother just left us to read few passages.
第一段就是创世纪的31章，然后呢，第二段。就是撒母耳记上的第十八章。
The first passage is from Genesis 31, the second is from 1 Samuel 18.
我记得这两段经文，我在两个月以前第十二讲的时候，我也提到过。
I remember I shared with you in my 12th sharing 2 months ago.
因为我们已经交通了很多关于敬拜。敬拜同药器毫无关系的。
Since I have shared much about the point that worship of God has no relation to musical instruments.
但圣经里面有很多地方讲到药器。
Yes, in the Bible, there are so many references about musical instruments.
所以我们看见创世纪、撒母耳记，我们都看到，药器是用在他们在那里欢喜快乐的时候。
In Genesis, in 1 Samuel, we could see that those instruments were used when the people were joyful.
或者是他们过节啊，结婚啊，这个快乐的时候，他们就用各种各样的药器。
In those joyous occasions when they celebrate and the feast.
刚才这个弟兄给我们念的创世纪就是这样。拿班追上了这个雅各。对雅各说，你为什么要偷偷的逃跑呢？你打了这个，你就大大方方的，你带领你的儿女回去就是了。我一定敲锣打鼓的，用各种样器了，欢送你，对不对？
Just in Genesis 31, we see Laban called up with Jacob and saying, "Why did you steal away unknown to me? You could have left."Openly, honorably, and I will send you away with cymbals, with music, with songs.
撒母耳记上十八章，我们看得更清楚了。我们知道大卫有一块石头，把那个哥利亚打死了。
And in 1 Samuel, we see it even more clearly that David killed Goliath with one stone.
当他回来的时候，有许多的妇女。他们喜欢大卫，不喜欢扫罗王。
And when he came back to the city, so many women, they liked David more than Saul.
他们就欢喜快乐的，也是敲锣打鼓的。他们说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫呢杀死万万。
All these women were so joyful.They played all kinds of instruments, cymbals, tambourine, and they say that Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000.
哎呀，扫罗听了这句话，从这天开始，他就嫉妒大卫，就要想把大卫杀死。
From this day on, after Saul heard this, he was jealous of David. He wanted to kill him.
好，这个第三节刚刚领会的给我们念到 诗篇第四十三篇的第三节到第四节，感谢主，这里讲到最喜乐神的那里，神啊，我的神啊，我要探亲，我要歌颂你，最喜乐的神，我们的神是最喜乐的。
Now in Psalm 43, our brother just read in two verses, we see that the psalmist went to his God, God of his exceeding joy. Our God is the most joyful God.
弟兄姊妹，现在喜乐的神在哪里呀？
But brothers and sisters, where is this joyful God?
我们翻到哥罗西书三章第三节，第三章的第三节。
And you turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse
3. 请你念一下，我们这里看到我们已经死了，我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面，基督是我们的生命，他若显现，我们要与他一同显在哪里啊？显在荣耀里面。感谢主。
Colossians 3:3, we see that we died in Christ, we died with him, so...verse 3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
喜乐的神今天就成了我们的生命，与我们永远连接在一起了。这个喜乐是从里面发出来的。
This God, our exceeding joy, is now...united with us, so our joy comes out from within.
所以这个喜乐不太会受到影响的。
So this joy should not be so easily impacted by other elements.
你记得保罗和希腊传福音传到腓立比结果他们被抓起来被关在监狱里面，戴了手铐，戴了铁镣。
Do you recall in Acts 16 when Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel and they were thrown into the prison and they were being put in stocks, in chains? And then what happened next?
但是保罗和希拉在监狱里，这是一个最痛苦、最烦恼的一个时刻。但是保罗和希拉到了半夜里面，他们祷告、唱诗、赞美神，并且有大的声音，整个地都震动了。我们都知道，后来天门都打开了，对不对？对，结果怎么样？我想不细讲了。
This should be the most painful and vexing time for them. Yet in the middle of the night, they were singing, praying.And all of a sudden, there was an earthquake. All the iron doors were opened. And what came next? I don't have to share it more in detail with you. You know it all.
感谢主，今天这个喜乐都在我们里面。
But thank the Lord, today this joy resides in us.
这个里面，我刚刚讲了，不受太大的影响的。
I just mentioned that this joy should not be greatly impacted by other elements.
不像今天，今天我曾经交通过了，用这些药器敬拜神，他们还说，大多数人都说，这个敬拜若是不用药器，那这就不是敬拜，还要用各种各样的药器，还有音响这个灯光啊等等，对不对？
I share this with you already that worship has no direct relation to musical instruments. Not like people saying today that when you worship, you have to have the sound system, the lights, and all kinds of music.
这是音乐，声音都是从外面来的，不是从里面发出来的。
Because all this sound, this music comes from outside, not from inside.
哎呀，叫你轻松，叫你愉快，叫你高兴，叫你兴奋，叫你激动，对不对？都是外面的各种药剂的声音。
It will make you excited, lighthearted, and also being stirred up, relaxed. But this is all from outside.
假如声音没有了呢？你的喜乐都没有了，对不对
？When is the sound stops, then your joy disappears.
中国人古话有一句话说。一酒 借愁愁更愁。弟兄姊妹，你懂得这句话吗？就是很多人吃酒啊，这个解决他的忧愁啊，结果呢，不但没有解决他的忧愁，他的忧愁更加深。
You know that we Chinese have an old saying that using alcohol to assuage your grief, it only makes your sorrow even more intense.
今天多少人用什么 contemporary music? 哎呀，现代的这个流行的歌曲啊 ，rock and roll 啊，这个 hip and hop 啊，哎呀，用各种各样的方式啊，叫你能够听见这些声音外面来的。啊，叫你欢喜、轻松、快乐啊，愉快，对不对？他声音没有，什么都没有，不但没有，你觉得更忧愁了，对不对？更不快乐了。
So many people use contemporary music and also pop songs, all these things to stimulate you. But once the music stops, then your joy disappears and your grief comes back.
啊，刚刚这个领会还给我们交通了这个约翰福音十五章的第十一节到第十二节，我想我们都很熟的。
And also our brother shared John 15:11, and I believe we are all familiar with that verse.
就主耶稣对门徒怎么讲呢？这个说这些事我告诉你们，是叫你们喜乐可以得到。满足的，对不对？你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样，这是我给你们的命令。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples that these things I have told you that your joy may be full, so that you will love one another just as I have loved you.
这个喜乐叫我们可以满足，这个喜乐就是我们的生命。
His joy resides in us, and then His joy becomes our life.
啊，最后一段啊，那就是《使徒行传》的第二章啊，第十一节啊，四十一节到四十二节。
And the last passage is from Acts 2:41-42.
我想这段话很重要。
This passage is so very important.
我们看见两千年以前的教会。耶路撒冷教会刚刚建立的时候，他们注重几件事啊？注重四件事。
We see that 2,000 years ago, when the Jerusalem Church was first established, they emphasized very much these four things.
第一件，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine.
他们怎么会的恒心遵守使徒的教训呢？就是因为他们很好的聆听使徒的讲道，对不对？
How do they continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine? That's all. That's because they listen to the pulpit message, apostles' teaching very carefully.
就像今天弟兄姊妹坐在这里听这个讲台上面的讲道。对不对？
就是
听见了，并且去遵行。
Brother and sister, you are here listening to the message on the pulpit, and after you hear it, you obey it.
所以呢，我们看到第一件事，恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So the first thing is to continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine.
第二件事，彼此交进，就是彼此交通，像我们礼拜五查经一样，大家有交通。
The second thing is fellowship. It's just like Friday night, our brothers and sisters come together to fellowship on God's word.
第三件事呢，不饼。
The third thing is to break the bread.
当时候，他们这个耶路撒冷的教会每一天都不饼，但是后来呢，就变成像我们今天一样，每一个主日他们都不饼。
At the beginning, the Jerusalem church broke bread daily, and later on, they became just like us, doing this every Lord's Day.
还有呢，就是祷告。
And then they also pray.
所以总结起来可以讲三件事。
So if we sum it up, it could be said three things.
今天也有不少的教会还是像初期的教会一样注重这几件事。
We thank the Lord that even today there are some churches who are like the early church in Jerusalem, that emphasize these things.
注重讲台一个多小时，今天你们多少年来讲台还是一个多小时，注重这个神的话。
They regard very much the pulpit message, just like in this church over decades that you have been paying much attention to God's word, and the message usually lasts more than 1 hour.
教会你们也要布饼，我想最少也差不多要一个小时。
And later on, you would have breaking the bread, and it would endure more than 1 hour also.
还有什么主人学？
And Sunday school teaching.
我们知道你们现在暂时没有，因为天太冷。你们的主日学是在早上九点钟嘛，对不对
？I know you're.
这个冬天呢，那这个太冷，可能天暖和了，你们要恢复的。
I know you also have Sunday school, early morning around 9 o'clock, but because it is too cold now, it's suspended temporarily. And I believe when the weather is warmer.It will be resumed again.
像我们马尔斯教会，现在主日学还是在报备以后，到最后，所以我们还是有三件事，这个讲台一个多小时，几十年来我们没有改变，感谢主。第二就是报备每个主日，然后呢还有主日学。
And at Moore's Church, we have the Sunday school after the message.So all these have never changed throughout the decades. Altogether, the message, the breaking bread, and also the fellowship altogether is almost the whole morning.
我想这就是刚刚领会的念的五段的经文我都有了一点解释。
So I have briefly explained all these five passages our brother just read.
我想我今天在这里的重点要这个通知有什么要交通的主要就是三方面的这个重点和要点。
I would like to share today's message through three aspects. These are my key points.
大概把这个三个重点要点交通完了，我想时间也就差不多了。
After I finish these three key points, I think our time is probably up also.
第一方面的重点要点就是讲到教会必须经过什么？经过试炼。
The first aspect of my sharing is the church has to go through testings.
我要念的就是第一处地方就是以弗所书的第五章24-27。等会也请这个我们的姊妹给我们念一下这里就给我们看到这个做丈夫的要爱妻子如同基督爱教会这个用水洗做道把教会洗净成为一个圣洁的教会可以献给自己做一个荣耀的教会圣洁没有瑕疵这是以弗所书第五章第24-27我们就请这个英文的再念一遍。
Now we will read Ephesians 5:24-27. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so that the wives be to their own husbands in everything, husbands love your wives just as Christ also loved the church.And gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Because there are so many people who advocate that the church should be raptured before the Great Tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想，这可能不可能
？But brothers and sisters, think about this. Do you think it's possible? This is impossible.
为什么牧师的教会都像 什么教会？这个启示录，这个我们看到了七个教会嘛，就是老底家的最后一个教会嘛，第七个教会，老就是什么众人，底家就是一切众人的一切。
Because the end time churches are very much like the Laodicean church in Revelation among the seven churches. Leo means multitude, Diceo means opinions.
今天牧师的教会就像老底家的教会，很多教会像老底家的教会。
So today in the end time, so many churches are just like the Laodicean church.
他们不看重神的话。
They do not esteem God's word.
神的话在教会中间没有地位的。
God's word has no standing in among His people,
没有权柄的
in the church, and has no authority.
乃是看众人的意见。
They simply view the multitude's opinions.
今天教会要决定什么事？
Whatever the church,
怎么办呢？
Whatever the church has to decide on certain matters, what do they do?
投票
They vote.
就像今天选举总统一样的，多数少数服从多数。
It's just like today you elect a president, the minority should obey the majority.
不管圣经怎么讲，不管神怎么说，不去管他。
They do not pay any attention to what God says, nor to what the Bible says.
那是看大多数的意见。
They simply regard the opinion of the majority.
少数服从多数。
The minority should obey the majority.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道一个真理，很多时候少数反而是对的，多数是错的，对不对？
Right and sister,
我想
But we do know this truth that so many times that the minority turns out to be right and the majority turns out to be wrong.
你们都知道这个以色列百姓出了埃及大概一年半的时间，他们到了这个加底斯巴尼亚了。
After Israelites left Egypt, it is about 1.5 years passed, and then they came to Kadesh Barnea.
他们神就叫他们采取12个探子到迦南地去探一探，神就是要让他们看一看迦南地什么都有，没有一样缺少的，就是神已经决定要把迦南地赐给以色列人的。
God told them to send 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan because God wants them to see that land of Canaan has everything, lacking nothing.And this is the good land that God wants to give to them.
结果呢，只有六分之一，只有两个探子，耶稣亚、加勒，他们说，我们进去，神已经把这个地方赐给我了，我们了，加油信心，不管他们的城墙有多高有坚固，不管那里的人有多高有多大，我们不要怕，神已经定规，只要我们有信心，我们就可以把迦南地拿下来。
But among the 12 spies, only two, 1/6 of them, had the faith in saying to them, it doesn't matter how fortified the city is and how tall these people are, as long as we have faith, we can take it.
但是六分之五，绝大多数的十个探子呢，说 no, 绝对不能不要去送命啊。那里的城墙又是高又是人又是高，我们都像咱妈一样的，我们怎么能去啊？结果呢，少数服从多数嘛，多数服从少数嘛，对不对？哎呀，你就看到结果，他们本来一年多就可以拿下迦南美地的，结果在旷野兜了38年。
And 5/6 of them, that is 10 out of the 12 spies, all said, no, we cannot go in. We don't want to be killed. These cities are tall and fortified, and the people are giants. We are just like grasshoppers. We should not go in. And therefore, it took them another 38 years to wander in the wilderness. And this is the very example that the...Minority obey the majority obey the minority, yet
我刚刚念的以弗所书第五章24到27，我们看见了教会的背景一定要经过了大的试炼。
So that's an example that the majority won, and then it was dead wrong. And then we read in Revelation that the church has to go through trials before they are raptured.
像老底家的教会神怎么来迎接他？我刚刚讲了，很多人认为教会不经过试炼的，暂且就被提了。
How could our Lord come back to receive his church?Because just like in Laodicean church, this is exactly the widespread phenomenon of end-time churches. So in the end times, most of the churches are just like the Laodicean church. It's just like a lady that a bride who is not adorned, is not made ready for her groom, and her hair is in disarray, her clothes might be in tatters. How could the groom come back for the bride?
你去看启示录，最少有十章启示录，我们去看。
And if you read Revelation, at least 10 chapters of the book tell us that the church has to go through the trials. Like Revelation 21, if you open your Bible to
Just
as in Revelation 21, the aged Apostle John saw this vision. He saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And John also saw the holy city, that the new Jerusalem, that is the church, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
你去看启示录第十二章的第十一节，这个我们看得很清楚，这个弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。这里这个英文没有把这个弟兄翻出来，但是中文翻得正确。弟兄们，这说明弟兄们就是指着教会嘛，教会还在地上嘛，对不对？
Now, if you turn to Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death, they should be the brothers and sisters correctly translated in the Chinese Bible.
然后你去看第十三章，启示录十三章的第七节，在那里也看得很清楚。胜过了圣徒，这里有征战，但是呢，这是暂时的现象，敌基督胜过了圣徒们。
And also in Revelation 13 verse 7, we see a temporary phenomenon that the beast overcame the saints. So verse 7, it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given them over every tribe, tongue, and nation.
所以教会在地上嘛，对不对？
So we see that the church was
on the earth. 我说你再看一段经文，启示录十七章。
Again, Revelation 17.
17我们看到第14节，你去看看，羔羊必胜过他。为什么？羔羊是这个万王之王，万族之主，同他一起得胜的，就是蒙召被拣选的，这个众信做见证的，他们也得胜的。感谢主，羔羊必得胜，他是万王之王，万族之主，当然得胜。
17:14These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and those who are with him are the called, chosen, and faithful.
所以你看到12章、13章、17章，然后中间呢，还有14章、15章、16章，也讲到，你去看，你自己去看，教会要经过试炼的。
If you read from chapters 12 to 17, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, every chapter tells you that the church has to go through the tribulation.
所以这里已经六章启示录了，看到教会要经过试炼，然后你再看18章、19章、20章，也很清楚的看到教会要经过试炼，所以一共最少有10章。起初一共22章，差不多一半都给我们看到教会要经过试炼。
So now we see in 6 chapters that it tells us that the church has to go through the tribulation. And if you continue on from 18:19 to 20, out of the 22 chapters of Revelation, at least half of them, 10.Tell us that the church has to be tried first before she's raptured.
教会经过试炼就圣洁，没有瑕疵，能够献给基督，做一个荣耀的教会。
Because only in such a way that through the trial that the church will be offered to Christ as a glorious church without spot, wrinkle.Any such thing holy without blemish.
这是第一方面的重点要点。然后呢，我们再看第二方面的重点要点。
So this is my first key point. The church has to go through the great tribulation. Now the second key point.
弟兄姊妹，翻到启示录的第三章。
Revelation chapter 3。
这里讲到被拉去被教会。
We read here about Philadelphia Church.
这是第六个教会。
This is the 6th church.
七个教会，唯有腓拉铁菲教会两次被神夸奖的。
Among the 7 churches, only the Philadelphia Church was praised twice by the Lord.
其他的教会第六个都是被责备的，但除了斯美纳教会以外。
Among the 6 churches, except the church of Smyrna, all the rest were reprimanded by the Lord.
我们来看一看启示录的第三章，我们看一看这个第十节。
Now we will consider Revelation chapter 3, verse 10.
这里对怎么夸奖腓拉铁菲教会呢？我们知道腓拉铁菲原文就是 brotherly。
How does the Lord command the Philadelphia church here? We know Philadelphia means brotherly love.
当然神看重弟兄姊妹的相爱。
Of course God values the brotherly love among us.
但是他更看重的这个教会是遵守神的道，不弃绝他的名的，这是神最看重要夸奖的。
But he relishes morethat a church would not deny his word and keep his word.
我们看启示录的第三章第八节。
So now we read verse 8.
我知道你的行为，另有一点力量，你也曾遵守了我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
I know your words, and you have a little strength, have kept my word, have not denied my name.
你遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名，这个道就是神的话。
You've kept my word, that is, and have not denied my name.
然后第十节
Verse 10，
再一次的说，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要接受你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。两次提到冠冕，冠冕。
And verse 10, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. So twice he has mentioned that you kept my word, and therefore there shall be an award for them.
所以第二个重点我们看得很清楚，就是神所看重的是遵守他的道。
So the second key point is very clearly expressed here, that God wants us to keep his word and does not deny his name. How important or crucial God's words are.
弟兄姊妹不要忘了诗篇九十五篇第二节，怎么讲了诗篇九十五篇的第二节这里很清楚地看见，哎呀，我们确实敬拜，在照我们的耶和华的面前跪下，对不对？我们晓得耶和华是神，我们是他草上的羊，我们是他手下的民，这个委员，他的百姓，今天听他的话。九十五篇
Psalm 95, verse 2, 6, 7.Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms, especially verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, oh, that if you would hear his voice.
就像跟就像亚伯拉罕一样的他是怎么听从神的话，我们都知道献以撒的事神要叫他献以撒，他就把他献上，神要他死他就死，神要他活他就活所以他就把以撒当时我已经二十岁了，他自己已经这个亚伯拉罕已经一百岁了他就照着神的命令就献上了以撒，对不对？绝对的听从服从
Just as Abraham absolutely obeyed and listened to God's word when he was about 100 years old and Isaac was about 20 years old, when God said, offer up Isaac to me, and he simply did it and obeyed God. If God wants him to die, he died. If God wants him to live, he lives.
Abraham 不但听从神的命令，要他做什么他就做什么，这个绝对不问到底是为什么，他绝对有理由说 no， 但是他没有，他就是听从服从这个等会我们讲到第三方面的重点要点，讲到敬拜，这就是叫敬拜嘛，对不对？
And Abraham having all the reason to not to obey, but he simplyheed God's word and do accordingly, and therefore he offered up Isaac.
亚伯兰是我们最好的榜样。什么叫敬拜？主啊，今天礼拜天，你们都来敬拜，来做什么？来敬拜，敬拜什么？就坐在这里听这个这个讲台上的讲员讲话。你不但听，还要照着去办，对不对？
So this is the very essence of worship, which we will elaborate more on. But Abraham, you know all of his events, he could serve as the epitome of true worship.
礼拜天去做什么？去敬拜什么？什么叫敬拜？你们都知道，我们再重复了。
Just as you all come to the church on Sunday to worship God, and what does it mean to worship God? You know,I believe you all know it. I don't have to go into details. And again, I want to say that Abraham is the best epitome, best example to worship God.
亚伯拉罕不但绝对顺服听从 神的话啊，并且呢，他相信神曾经说过的话，他也绝对的相信。
He absolutely obeyed God, and also he absolutely believed the word God has spoken to him before.
弟兄姊妹，你翻到希伯来书第十一章这里当中，讲到那些见证人，这里又讲到了亚伯拉罕。
Brothers and sisters, if you turn to Hebrews 11, we see the hall of fame of all the witnesses, and then it speaks of Abraham again.
并且亚伯拉罕相信神能够叫死人能够复活的。
Abraham believed that God is able to give life to the dead.
所以他就是把以撒献上，杀死了，神也能够叫他复活的。
So he believed, even though he offered Isaac and killed him, God was able to raise him up again.
我们看这个希伯来书十一章的第十七节十八。
So now we will read Revelation 11 verses 17 and 18.
这个就请你念吧。
By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, to whom it was said, In Isaac your seed shall be called.
所以这里讲得很清楚，他以为十九节，神还能够叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子。
Verse 19, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense.
所以他就把以撒已经二十岁了，他自己一百岁了，就这么坦然地把他献上了。
Therefore, Abraham offered Isaac very calmly, and at this time he was 100 years old, and Isaac was 20 years old.
所以刚刚启示录的第三章看得很清楚，比拉提的教会他们就是听神的话。
So Revelation 3,
遵守神的道，不弃绝神的命。
Tell us clearly that listen to God's word and do not deny His name, simply obey His word.
弟兄姊妹我还要念的那就是。诗篇九十五篇的第六节到第七节。
Now I want to read to you Psalm 95, verse 6 and 7 again.
我就是刚刚讲到的，到喜乐，到最喜乐的神那里，今天他已经成了我们的生命。
I mentioned already that today we come to God, our exceeding joy, and this God now abides in us.
然后呢，我还要念的是约翰福音，第四章就是我们的主同这个撒玛利亚妇人后面所讲的一段话，这是对着敬拜非常非常重要的，给我们看到到底什么叫敬拜，敬拜绝对不是同要气毫无关系的。
And then I will read you John chapter 4 when the Lord talked to the Samaritan woman, because this passage is so crucial to today's understanding of worship. Let us know this clearly, that worship has nothing to do with musical instruments.
所以弟兄姊妹，你好好的回去把约翰福音第四章的神对撒玛利亚后面讲的这一段话特别是注重的十七节一直到二十三二十四节。
So brothers and sisters, when you go home, read it closely the conversation between our Lord and the Samaritan woman, especially from verses 17 to 24.
这个神怎么对撒玛利亚讲的最后他讲时候讲到如今就是了真正拜父的是用什么灵和真理拜他绝对同要气没有一点点的关系对不对
So John 4 verse 23 But the hour is coming and now isWhen the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. So we can say that worship of God, there is no connection or relation with musical instruments whatsoever.
反正我们还有明年，还有几次的交通，我们几次交通，到底什么叫灵和真理，来办它，只有是你自己回去好好的思想一下。
Brothers and sisters, when you go home, you can consider what does mean to worship God in spirit and truth. I think I will reserve my message on this till next year.
我想最后我要念的是罗马书的第十一章第三节。
Lastly, I want to read Romans 11, verses 3.
罗马书的十一章第三节。
Romans 11.
我请你念一念，我们都知道这里是讲到以利亚嘛，这个他来到耶和华的面前，翻面言说，耶和华，这个你的百姓，把所有的先知都杀死了，又把祭坛都拆毁了，现在留下我一个人，他们还要来寻找我的命，这个结果耶和华怎么对他讲的？他说我为自己的名留下了多少人呢？7000人，没有像巴别却是轻罪的。
We know at this time the prophet Elijah grumbled against God, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is the divine response? What did the Lord say to him?I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
我刚才这个讲到第二方面的重点要点呢，有一点很重要的，我要补充。
I just remember I have to add few more remarks to my second key point.
就是讲到腓拉铁被教会怎么听神的话嘛，遵守神的道。
That is.How the Philadelphia Church obey and listen to God's word.
这里我就想到马丁·鲁德，弟兄姊妹听见过马丁鲁德吗？就是改教天主教里面一个改教运动的马丁·鲁德的，他的这个箴言智慧的话，我想这个我们要请这个我们的这个周念一下这个马丁·鲁德怎么讲的这句话，我们要好好的。
I just recall what Martin Luther says, his wife saying his proverb. You know who he is? He is he's a key figure in the Reformation. And what he says about worship is, the highest form of worship is the preaching of God's word. And that you cannot honor God.More than to listen to his word reverently and to obey his word absolutely.
这是马丁路德的，我们称他是箴言呢，智慧的话，我们记在心里。
I call his saying a proverb because this is a wise saying, and we should memorize it in our heart.
我来把它翻译一下。弟兄姊妹看看我翻译的对不对。
And then I will translate that into Chinese.
最最高、最顶心的敬拜神是什么呢？就是传讲他的话。你要最看重、最尊敬神的表现是什么呢？就是聆听他的话。就像每个主日我刚刚讲的，你们来到这个台前。聆听讲员的讲道，这个聆听这个讲台的讲道，传讲神的话，并且呢去遵行，对不对
？So this is just like every Sunday you come to the fellowship and you listen to the pulpit message and then you walk accordingly.
这里我就记。我想我们不要忘记了箴言第六章的21-22，箴言第六章的21-22，在那里讲什么呢？他说我儿，你要遵守你父亲的命令，不可厌弃 你母亲的法则，法则就是神的话，你要现在你的景象上放在你的心里，因为什么呢？命令就是灯，法则呢就是神的话呢，就是光，有灯有光，没有灯没有光，你晚上什么事情都不能做，对不对？这是何等重要的。
Let's not forget what Proverbs chapter 6 verses 20, 21, 23 say. My son, keep your father's command. Do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. 23, for the commandment is a lamp and the law, that is God's teaching, a light. Because without the lamp, without the light, you can do nothing. You're in darkness.
我也马上想起了一段话，也很重要的。我们来看这个阿摩斯，那就是小先知书、何西亚、约珥、第三卷书，这个阿摩斯的第八章。
Another passage comes to my mind that is, in the Minor Prophet, the third book, the first one, Hosea, Joel, the third book, Amos.
这里耶和华说日子将到，我要将这个饥荒，命定的饥荒降在地上，这个饥荒是属灵的饥荒，不是真正的饥荒，因为你再念下去，人饥饿并非没有饼，口渴并非没有水，是因着什么原因？不听耶和华的话，对不对？耶和华的话何等重要啊！假如你不听，你不管你有多少，你都不会得满足的。
Amos 8:11, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. It's not a physical famine, but a spiritual one. If you continue to read on, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. If you do not heed the words of the Lord, no matter how much you get, you'll never be satisfied.
好，接下去我还是继续讲这个罗马书十一章的第三节，七千人没有像巴力却是亲嘴的，七千人听人数不少啊，其实当时候的以色列人还有几十万人呢，所以七千人只有1%都不到的。
Now, I want to come back to Romans 11, verse 3, that 7,000 people who have not bowed the knee to Baal. 7,000 people sounds a lot, but you know that in those days, Israelites were probably hundreds of thousands. So 7,000 people amounts up to less than 1/100th of the total population.
但是感谢主，我们处在这个幕后的一个时代，这个普遍的现象像老底家的教会一样，我刚刚已经讲了大多数的教会，但是感谢神，还有一些教会还能够像起初的教会，刚刚我们讲到的这个使徒行传第二章注重的这几件事嘛，对不对？
We thank the Lord, even though this is the end times, even though the widespread phenomenon among churches is just like the Laodicean church, but still there are some churches that value God's word, like
最少有十二个教会,
at least 12 churches as I can remember,
在全美国,
among the states,
到处有这样的教会。
We could see churches like this actually all over the places.
我来提一提啊，弟兄姊妹，听这个名字啊。
I'll just run it off by you quickly. You can listen to these names.
第一个当然以色列教会。
First, of course, Israel Church.
第二个就是我们 Morris 教会。
Second, our Morris Church.
第三呢就是 Queens. 我们知道 Queens 就以前。林和志啊，林三刚带的，在 Queens 的教会。
The third is the Queens Church, where Brother 林三刚
第四个
林哲志
就是纽约的郑西生那里的教会。
The fourth church is the
church in Queens, pastored by Brother Christian Chan.
第五个就是 那就是查理索那一个教会。
And the sixth church is the South Georgia Church, and where Brother Charlie Salt used to fellowship there.
然后呢，第六个呢，当然就是江苏道的，在弗吉尼亚的那个教会。
The sixth church is led by Brother Stephen Kong in Virginia.
第七个呢，就是在Houston的，魏建章的那一个教会。
The seventh church in Houston, led by Brother Wei Jianzhang.
第八个呢，就是浩，你们都听见过浩春良，浩春良在滨州的那个教会。
And the eighth church is in Philadelphia, pastored by Brother Hao Chunliang.
第九个呢，就是西雅图的，谁啊？这个西雅图的圣过笃，你们都认识的。
And the ninth church, you all know that, led by Brother Godwin's son.
西雅图接下去不正强的教会，你们听见过不正强夫妇的那个教会？
And
不正强。
And also the church.
然后呢，第十一个呢，当然就是主要的，戴纳的那个教会，你们都知道。
Next is the church in New York City led by Brother Dana.
那里都是年轻人嘛，对不对？
Because we know many young people gather there.
最后就是第三个教会就是Long Island，还有一个教会。我们的这里的传道人，这个他差不多经常回去，同他们有交通的。And
the 12th church is in Long Island. Our brother Huang often goes there to minister to them.
除了以外，还有你托森那一个系统的教会，他们称为Christian Assembly，这个聚会所，这个互相到处都有。
And also, all the assemblies are led by the Brother Watchman Nee movement, the local church. There are many of them in the States.
他们也是注重这几件事。
They also esteem very much these things spelled out in Acts 2.
所以我们感谢主，在牧师各地各处还是有这样的像初期教会的一样的注重那些这个那一几件事。
So we really give thanks to God, even nowadays, in all over the places, we could still see churches who emphasize what Acts 2 values.
哎呀，但是今天很可惜，有多少的牧师的教会，我刚刚像老地下教会一样。
But still, it's quite a pity, there are many, many more churches today in end times, unlike the Laodicean church.
他们注重的是那些 activity, 注重的那些 program, 我刚刚就提过了。
They only regard activities of programs.
他们就把讲台的时间缩短了，就给很多教会讲台就多少时间，20分钟。
Therefore, they cut short the pulpit time, so many churches only have 20 minutes of sharing a message.
最多也不过30分钟。
At most 30 minutes.
这个时间留下来做什么？就是那些program，那些activity嘛。
All the time that is reserved for different activities and programs.
本来不每个主日，现在他们只有一个一次，一个月一次，第一个主日。
And they only observe communion service once a month, probably the first Sunday.
我想主日学就不用说了，根本不注重的。
Not to mention the Sunday school, because they don't attend God's word.
这是牧师教会普遍的现象。
So we know this is the widespread phenomenon of the end-time churches.
感谢主，以色列的教会也好，摩尔的教会也好，但愿我们能够坚持在这个幕后时代做这个美好的见证。
Thank the Lord, we do hope that whether it's Islam or Moorish church, that in this end time we will keep up and persist in observing God's word.
哎呀，我们感谢主啊、这个我第三方面这个是我是讲到这个敬拜，我在说什么叫敬拜？敬拜就是你这个人是个敬拜神的人啊、这个像吕底亚那个卖紫色布的那个女的，怎么介绍她呢？她是个敬拜神的妇女。然后讲到帝都有十多，保罗和希拉来到了哥林多，那里一个有这个帝都有十多，怎么介绍他？他是一个 man of worship， 这个敬拜神的人，男人。
Just I shared with you in my last message that what is worship? The worship simply refers to the very person. Who gives worship to God. Just like in Acts 16, we see that Paul and Silas came to Philippi, and there they met this lady, Lydia. And the Bible says she worships God. Or just like when Paul came to the Corinthian church, and there the Bible mentioned this person, Titus Justus, who is a man who worships God.
这都是我们教会的榜样，特别是亚伯拉罕，我们刚刚已经提到了，不要忘记，亚伯拉罕是一个敬拜神最好的一个榜样，我们要学习他，特别在这个末后的一个时代。
These are the examples that we can imitate them in this matter of worshiping God, but we especially can look up to Abraham, who is the very epitome of worship to God, and in the very end time, that's all come to know the true meaning of worship.
我们刚刚讲到吕底亚买紫色布的，就是在腓立比嘛。
We mentioned that Lydia who sold the purple fabric, and in Philippi.
讲到腓立比，我就想到了这个保罗，这个一句话。
And then I recall what Paul says there.
腓立比书书第三章的第十三节到第十四节，腓立比书的第三章的第十三节到十四节，保罗怎么讲的？
So let's turn to Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14.
他说：“我不是以为自己就得着了，我没有，我只有一件事，感谢主，保罗只有一件事。”他的人生观非常的简单，没有许多的事，只有一件事，什么事啊？
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Thank the Lord. Paul's outlook on life is very simple. He doesn't have many things to look up to, but only one thing. What is this?
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，我要得着神。在基督里面，从上要我得着的什么奖赏 reward?
That very thing is to forget those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize for the award of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
但愿我们都能够效法保罗一样，只有一件事简单了，我们的人生就这么一件事。
If only we could all follow Paul, there is only one thing in our life.
弟兄姊妹，但这个不容易啊，只有这件事。
Of course, brothers and sisters, this is not easy. Only one thing in your life.
我们需要哥林多后书第五章的第十四节。这里讲什么？哥林多后书第五章的第十四节。原来基督的爱建立了我。一人接替众人死，众人就都死了。他接替众人死，叫我们活着的人不再为自己活，为着那替我们死而又复活的主而活。
So I'd like to, how could we do this? I'd like to use 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15. For the love of God compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
但愿 这就是你我的人生观，只有这件事。
If only this is the only thing, the only outlook of, on our life, one thing.
好，我们就做祷告。
Please bow your heads. Let's pray.
亲爱的主，但愿以上的这段话都能够沉积在你儿女们的心中，我们都有回头的亮光。
Dear Lord, may all the above mentioned word of yours reside in brother and sister's heart and give us this hindsight.
但愿我们都能够效法保罗，真有这一件事。
So that we could all imitate Paul, having only one thing in our life.
也求主能够成全我们的心愿。
Oh Lord, may you complete our heart's desire.
我们也能够效法腓拉切菲教会。
So that we could also imitate the Philadelphia Church.
在这个末世，我们能够遵守你的道。
In this very end time, we will obey your word. Do not deny your name. If only we could all esteem what Paul esteemed. So one day, we will reign together with you.To be your peace of priest and to be king forever and ever. Grace and peace and be multiplied to us. May your grace abide in us continually.
Amen.
We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
主啊，当接下去的报名聚会，我们有更多的赞美，更多的诗歌，更多的称颂，献给我们的羔羊。
May we offer more thanksgiving praises and hymns to the very Lamb, who was slain for us.
我们的祷告都是因着主的名。
We all pray this in the name of our Lord. Amen.